Hello and welcome to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I would like to talk about children and phones, tablets, video games. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I've been talking to a lot of people about the amount of time that kids are spending on the internet and actually, about the amount of time we all spend on the internet. My phone is in my hand so much, but I'm searching the web for different things and using it for work, but also personal things. We never put those phones down. We end up falling asleep with the phones in our hands. Hey, I'm guilty of that. I can't say everyone does it, but I am guilty of falling asleep with my phone in my hand, with whatever I was looking for playing on the phone. I think that we're living in a world right now to where we depend so much on these phones. We don't even know family members' phone numbers or important phone numbers without looking for them in the phone. If they weren't my phone, matter of fact, I did an update and I use an iPhone. I did an update. And I somehow, for some strange reason, I did this update and my contacts, they literally disappeared. And I'm like, okay. I panicked a little bit because I'm like, I don't know any of these numbers. I knew my children's numbers, but that's it. I didn't know anyone else's numbers. I'm like, okay, wow, what am I gonna do? So I literally had to wait for everyone to call me so that I can start saving their numbers back into my phone. And that's a problem. What if you have an emergency and you have to call for help and you don't have any numbers? You don't, if your phone, hey, your phone breaks, you're stranded somewhere, and your phone is dead. What do you do? I mean, what can you do if someone was to pull up to try to help you and then turn around and say, hey, would you like to use the phone for, to call someone for help? What can you do? You don't know who to call because you don't have any numbers. Crazy. And I laugh about it because it's sad. Because I can remember back in the day when we used those little black phone books, the little black book that we kept of everyone's phone numbers. And to be honest, I looked for them things at this day and age. I was like, I know they gotta still have them somewhere, but they don't. I haven't been able to find one. I mean, they have the big planners, something that you're not trying to put in your purse. But yes, I think we all depend upon the telephones and the internet so much that we don't use anything else. Kids, I have watched children that's 2, 3 years old navigate these phones. Just see their little fingers just swiping away until they get to something that they like, that they want to watch. Their eyes are bugged. They look like bugged out of their heads, watching these phones, watching these tablets. And if you take them, then they're screaming, they're kicking, they're throwing tantrums. I've seen children in public do it. I'm not gonna lie, there's children in my family that's done it. They hate to lose those phones. And the thing that I hate about the whole situation with, I don't have a problem with technology advancing. I have a problem with them using kids as pawns. And what I mean by that, they put all this stuff, these things, they make all these things that's going to make these kids want to stick to these phones and these tablets, and they don't come up for air. They literally don't come up for air. And they're really dependent upon these phones. And that's not good. And so are we. So are we. At the age that we are, so are we. And I can't tell you how uncomfortable I am with the fact that you can be having a full conversation with someone, and next thing you know, you can say something. And me personally, I keep Siri turned off because I don't need to be talking to some kind of robot recording or whatever it is, asking her anything. So I keep it, I thought I kept it turned off. I know she was off. And I was sitting here having a conversation and I'm like, okay. I said something and she just instantly came on and started addressing whatever that was that I said. And I'm like, who the hell told her? Who the hell told her to put her two cents in the shit? And how has she been talking when she wasn't on? I make sure it's off. I don't use it, but yet she still comes on. Or you can be in conversation talking about places you want to go or places you want to visit. Next thing you know, you look at your phone. Hell, the phone is put directions there, phone number and everything. I don't like that. It freaks me out a little bit because it's like no privacy. You know, people sit here and say, oh, I would love a smart house. No, the hell you, I wouldn't. I absolutely would not. You know, because the thing about computers, what's funny about computers and electronics, basically, they malfunction. I don't want anything to malfunction and lock my ass up into anywhere where I can't get out, that I got to fight my way out. I'm not looking for anything like that. And I think that right now what's going on is we have got to get the kids off of the video games, off the telephones, and God knows TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat has taken over the minds of everybody, including adults. I use them. I really do. I use them all. So I'm included when I say we all need to figure out a way to let some of this shit go. Because it messes with your mind. It seems like sometimes you feel like you are drawn to that shit. You could just be sitting there minding your own business. Next thing you know, here's this light bulb pops up. Wait a minute. Oh, let me go check my Instagram, my TikTok. Let's see what's changed, what videos are up there, who's looked at my videos. It's I mean, it's like a mind control. It's like these things, these apps, everything that we deal with today, it just seems like it becomes so overwhelming to the point where it seems like you can't do without it. You know? And I think we gotta do better. I think we need to get hobbies for ourselves, to be honest. We need to figure out something else we need to do. Because at this moment, anything you're looking for, you can find on the internet. Anything from the good, the bad, to the ugly. It's on the internet, and it's right there at the fingertips, where our children, our grandchildren can find it. And most kids aren't. They're not monitored on the internet. And why? Because some parents use tablets and cell phones as a babysitter. Okay? Some parents know, okay, well, let me give little Joey or little Michael or Teresa this cell phone that'll keep it quiet, or this tablet, they won't bother us. Then you can go off somewhere in another room and be on your phone searching the web too. But see, that's not good because you don't know what they're seeing. You don't know what people are saying to these children. I mean, I've been online, I'm a grown ass woman. When I tell you the perverts that done sent me through messages and the shit that they've said, it's sick. So imagine when your kids are on there and those same perverts are out there sending your children messages, and they're not going to tell you about them. They might get with their friends and laugh about them, or either the little children that's really young may not even understand exactly what these perverts are saying. I just got a message a few days ago that was so filthy that I had to report the message, okay? And this message came through on my VR because I have a VR, Oculus is what it is, a VR system. I keep getting these weirdos that keep sending me these trifling, dirty messages. And I keep reporting them to Facebook or Meta, basically. But do you think they're doing? I haven't heard anything from them since I reported it. And the crazy thing is, you can be on there. And I talk to people that also use the Oculus, and you can be on there, and someone will report you just because they don't like the way you look, or the way your avatar looks, or the way you sound. I mean, you have a lot of racism in there. You have a lot of everything on that VR system. And they have blocked people's accounts. Meta, for those of you that may not know, Meta, Facebook, same thing, may not even say or do anything bad to you. But because you don't like them for some strange reason, their avatar, their voice, whatever, you're reporting them, and next thing you know, Meta's blocked your account. They blocked you out for what, a week or a few hours or a couple of days. I've talked to people that's been blocked for a month, but for nothing. When they say why, I'm like, what? For what? But then when you turn it in how you're being sexually harassed on there, or someone sending you filthy messages, because yes, they will sexually harass you on there. Or they'll turn around and send you dirty, filthy messages, and Facebook does nothing. Nothing. With the messages that I was sent, I sent them a copy of these messages and I haven't heard a thing from them. So they block people that shouldn't be blocked. But the perverts that's out here terrorizing everybody, they don't block them. That's the problem with what's going on right now, to where I say people really need to watch their children, because the things that's going on that internet is just, it's outrageous. And I was watching another video where the guy was talking about, well, you know, we just throw these phones to these kids so we don't have to deal with them. There are parents, again, like I said before, earlier, there's parents out there that use cell phones and tablets and whatever, video games, video consoles, as a babysitter, so they don't have to deal with their kids. And they make the kids so aggressive to where you're taking away something they feel they need. I mean, some of these kids feel they have to have those phones, or they have to have those video games. And if they can't get it, it's like they lose their minds. They will literally sit there in front of those items. They won't eat. They very seldom, it seems, to get up and go to the bathroom. They don't do anything. And I can recall reading a story where there was I can't remember if he was a teenager or a grown man that sat in front of the video game and played for hours, for days. He didn't get up, he didn't eat, he didn't sleep. He just literally just, I got, apparently just, when he had to use the bathroom, he just did it, you know? When he had to use the restroom, he just did it on himself. But whatever happened, whatever it did to his brain or whatever, allegedly, the story has it, when I read it, that he died. And it was because maybe it did something to his brain, just constantly watching that video game. But whatever the case was, he died. And that's a scary thought, because kids, some of these kids don't blink. I mean, eyes, they don't blink. I've watched kids play these games and I'm like, are they gonna blink? What's going on? You know, and I'm like, oh wow. So therefore, like I said, I believe that we all need to think about what's going on here. And when grown-ups speak out about how kids are spending too much time on these electronics, then people get angry and they start telling people, oh, that's what old people are saying. It's just old people and baby boomers this and this and that. And no, it's not even like that. It's not just old people saying these things. It's science saying it's fucking up your brain, your head. You know, it's literally fucking up your head. Sometimes when I look at my phone so much, I get the worst migraine. And I'm like, okay, I gotta stop. And if you're looking at the phone like that, and then you turn around and you start looking at things outside of your phone, it really messes with your eyes. You're like, wait a minute, why is that looking like that? Because you've had your head in this damn phone for so long that it's messing with the eyes. It's literally messing with your eyes. So I just made this quick video just to say, look, people, stop using your phones and your tablets as a babysitter for your kids. Get your ass up and deal with your kids and stop throwing those gadgets in their laps and those video consoles. Just stop. Give them something to do. Sign them up for something. Take them on a little, if you can afford it, a little weekend getaway somewhere so they can be a kid. Take them camping, do something. Just don't give them those phones. Those phones are so bad. Those tablets and phones are bad in so many different ways. Gaming consoles, they're all bad. I'm not saying it's not okay to use them sometime, but right now you got grown-ups and you have children and they're all using it too much. Too much. And I sit here and I read all of the comments on how people feel about all these electronics, and people are literally calling each other out of their names on the internet because people don't know how to agree to disagree. It's okay to not, you don't have to agree on everything, but you can disagree calmly. You don't have to call the next person out of their name. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and people don't understand that. People just look toward violent words and bullying and just teasing. And what happened to when people could just talk things out and be like, okay, well, I don't agree with you, but this is the way I feel about it. And then they laugh it off and keep it moving. Now you have a disagreement, someone's ready to beat your ass, or you're ready to beat their ass, and everyone is so heated, everybody's about ready to fight over what? Because at some point, when it comes to technology and these phones and all this other good stuff, everybody's writing what they're saying. There's a good, I would say this, there's a good and an evil part of the internet. The good part is you can find anything at the tip of your, at the, right there, the tip of your fingers, right there, everything you need. The bad thing is you can find the bad things right there at the tip of your fingertips. Same thing. So, you know, there's a good and a bad. So it's like a good and evil. It's good and evil. Yes, the internet has this good, it has a good side and it has an evil side. Because there's nothing that you can't find if you don't, if you search the right way for it on the internet. And yeah, they really need to make it a little bit harder to find certain things on the internet. Because right now, everything's right there for the kids to get it. And their minds are so curious, they look for it. Not to mention pop-ups. Pop-ups sometimes it take them right to it. So I'm just saying, as a parent and a grandmother, to all of you parents and grandmothers out there, grandparents and parents, keep an eye on your kids. You know, make sure that they're looking at what they should be looking at, and make sure that they're not surfing the web and finding shit that's just not godly. You know, and I'm gonna say not godly because there's some terrible things out there. And just don't use electronics as a babysitter. And I think we as adults need to get hobbies. Because I know I need one. Right now, I do a lot of research. So when I do my podcast, so I do that. I use the internet for that, of course. I do a lot of researching. And sometimes I know I'm on there too much until I have to put the phone down. I'm like, I can't even believe I've been on this phone for hours, hours and hours searching or talking on the phone, whatever I'm doing. My phone don't sit down for it at all. It's never really on its back. It's always in my hands. So I know it's a problem. I know it's a problem with me, and I definitely know it's a problem with children and other grown-ups. So grown up to grown up, we got to do better, okay? Again, I just wanted to touch base on this subject of parents using electronics as babysitters because they do. I know they might get angry with the fact that I said this, but hey, the truth shows that you're free, okay? Because you do it. And if you're out there listening and you're doing it, please stop. Just please stop, okay? I would like to thank all of you for tuning in with me, Dora Middleton, on Life as It Is with Me. And until next time, take care.